Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Monday, October the 10th, 2022. And I have a special report by Professor Joel. He's brought to my attention today, so I'm going to let him run with it. But there are new postings on my internet site, and I suggest you start looking up there and start listening to a few of those past shows. Plus, there's a special deal about Las Vegas and Super Spook Otis Johnson. No more said. With that said, Professor Joel, thank you for coming on.
Okay, Stu, what prompted this call is an attack, cyberspace attempted hacking on airports in the United States. In other words, like if you go to take your little debit card, put it into the machine, all of a sudden it doesn't register. That would be a type of cyber attack. Which brought back my memory to something that I read over a year ago, posted by Whitney Webb on unlimitedhangout.org. Go back and read Cyberspace Polygon. And that is where the Rural Economic Forum boys decided that we would do a cyberspace gaming, making Russia the bad guy. So when we had this attempted cyberspace, again, it was blamed on Russia. So now we have then a retaliation of cyberspace because of what supposedly the West has done to Putin and the people of Donbass and Lugansk. Now, if you take and put this into the perspective of making Putin take the part of being the heavy, things have a little bit of reality to what Whitney Webb said. Now, what was on the hearsay on the internet was that two tactical nukes were taken into the Donbass. These tactical nukes were actually used and experimented with in the original attack on Iraq, way, 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 way back. So taking in, supposedly, these two tactical nukes, that would then bring about a reaction of, it looks like Ukraine has attacked the Donbass. Then Putin retaliates by making an attack, which they have already started doing in Kiev. Certain specific targets were attacked today by the Russians. Now here's where it becomes strange. There's a guy named Russell Bentley, who was an American soldier, who has a dual citizenship in Ukraine, as part of what they call the DPR Army. These are the people that decided to stand up against the Zelensky government, which is run by Victoria Nuland and the neocons. And I mean, terrible things were done to these people that were on the Russian border. It got to be the point to where they said, we've got to get out of this because we're being targeted and destroyed. So these people formed what is called the DPR Army. They are the real ones that made the ground gains that were supported by the Russians. But the Russians were then at the tipping point to where they would have a total 100% victory. The Russians would pull back and began pissing off the generals in the DPR Army because they were losing people for no reason. In other words, the Russians would pull back to a certain line, and the DPR would have to be pulling back too because they couldn't support themselves. The Russians were to support them, but they didn't. And this kept repeating over and over and over again to where a lot of the territory that the DPR made, the Russians pulled all the way back and then the DPR had to pull back, and all of those people that had fought on the DPR side were then, were executed and shipped off to prison camps. So there's a unhappiness right now with Putin. What are you doing, Putin? Why aren't you supporting us in making this complete victory? Like, why didn't they finally go into Kiev and eliminate us? And they could have at the very beginning, but they didn't. They pulled back. So this then fits into what, if you look at it from a certain point of view, this looks then, you take a look at it, and then here we have then a replacement by Putin of his general so that he could, they can get new generals, and so they could then have to stand up to the criticism that was coming from the DPR. So then this reflects back to what Whitney Webb said said over a year ago. There would be what they call cyberspace polygons. So go take a look at it, and it'll maybe help you understand and get a clear picture of what is really going on, because the ultimate of all things is to destroy Germany, France, Holland, England, Scotland, Ireland, the United States, Canada, and Australia. That is to destroy the white race. And they already have a lot of it done, because if it turns out of what Dr. Tinpenny has said and what Dr. Mekovitz has said, with the bioweapon that is really the real deal. And within the next 2 years, we're going to lose 80% of this population, according to their thinking. And this fits in very well. This whole thing going on in the Ukraine, this whole thing going on with Russia, is really, if you look at it through the eyes of Whitney Webb, this is a kabuki dance. Now, kabuki dance is the Japanese way of looking at shadows to teach the people to look for real realities, not the shadow. The shadow is not the reality. So is it the case? Well, we'll see tomorrow, as things progress down the line, will they have what you would call scheduled or tightly controlled tactical nuke attacks to further destroy the West? Because the people in France, and particularly Germany, are not going to have any gas. You have to keep your thermostat at 66 degrees, these people are going to die. And not only that, they're having to eliminate their farm herds, they're having to give up their farmlands, and there's not going to be any food. Again, does this point to the destruction of the West, or the total control of the Earth called the One Belt Road system that stretches all the way from China through Russia? And the elimination of Western civilization. And so with the cyberspace attack, it again points to what Whitney Webb has said, cyberspace polygon, or polygon cyberspace.
I want to say something about Whitney Webb. She's a fabulous journalist. I'd like to get her on the air sometime. She's no relationship to me, but she has worked with former Congressman Cynthia McKinney, who's my friend. Okay, she met with me over 911 in Kansas City and tried to hire me as an aide and be up in Washington. I told her no, I wouldn't go up there, they'd suicide me. But she's worked with her quite a bit, and she's worked with several other people that I'm aware of. And Unlimited Hangout, she's got some fabulous stories up there, and they're very accurate, folks. So I like to give credit where credit is due to various journalists and various people, like Joe. Now, Joe, you've been standing on all this. We did two previous shows in the past 4 days. We're going up here today. Finally, back to work on my internet site after all this crap I've had to go through, moving all kinds of stuff. You've made some good reports about the possibility of what's going to happen, nukes hitting us, and so forth. These are in the previous shows. They'll be up there. People should need to listen to them. They're not that long. I think one was an hour, another's about a half an hour plus what we've got today. This relates to what's happening now, folks. It's going to be very, very serious. They're trying to bring about what they call the New World Order, and Israel being the capital of the world, the Antichrist ruling from then, and so forth. But there is a lot of stuff that goes on that people have no idea, involving what's known as the aliens, which is the fallen angels, the 200,000 of them registered at the NSA, the 10 million people have been cloned in Hope, Arkansas, the school shootings all across America, and I believe them to be the clones, because the parents will say, my kid was acting different for 4 weeks or 6 weeks before he went and shot up the school. Where'd he get the $10,000 worth of ammunition and automatic weapons to go shoot it up? They're snatching them, and that's what they're doing. They're creating chaos. They want chaos. And with the shot, two-thirds of mankind here in America, as Joe, you've reported, that there's 300 million people in the U.S. and 200 million are going to be dead before this five-year period is out. And if not sooner.
2 years, they're saying 2 years.
Now that's Dr. Tenpenny, Tenpenny, I think it is, .com. And your friend.
.com.
And who's the other one, your friend?
Dr. Judy Mechlovitz, .com. See, to get a little bit of a background on her, Dr. Judy was one of the top techs that worked on the bioweapon. She became a whistleblower way back in, I think, 2008, 2009. And she wouldn't shut up. They threw her into prison. And she came back out and went on the speaking tour telling what she had found. And so that's the story of Dr. Judy Mechlovitz. She's a top neurologist. She knows what she's saying. She was there when it was created, the bioweapon. And by the way, folks, they're talking about on other internet sites, other websites, how they are going to put the spike protein in the influenza shot. So don't do it. Don't take it, because those spike proteins spread throughout your body. They create folded spike proteins, which are the natural part of the immune system, which creates amyloids, which then creates stoppages. And then people die of heart attacks. And their immune system will no longer fight viruses like tuberculosis, like cancer. And right now, there are on other websites, the funeral directors are all talking about the absolute increase of dead bodies, of people just keeling over dead.
You know, Joe, I'm beginning to believe that America is dumbed down and stupid, the American people.
Oh, yeah. They're saying, Stu, on other websites, and Dr. Penny, and Dr. Tim, and Dr. Judy Mechlovitz said there is now their understanding there is a 20-point drop in young people's IQ.
Yeah.
In just a short period of 2 years.
I heard a report on one of the radio programs talking about people, how they're not going out partying, the younger generation in their 20s, they're looking for mates, they're looking for husbands, wives, whatever. They're going out to girlfriends, to meet guys, and so on and so forth. It's not happening. There's a tremendous amount of young people actually staying home. And a lot of them are the ones that did not take the shots. And they're not going out partying. They're not out in public. And they're staying home. And their girlfriends are saying, well, why don't you go out? Hey, let's hang up my place and have a movie. I'm beginning to understand what it is. I believe that a lot of them are Christians. They see what's going on. And they're really starting to say, hey, God's about ready to return. Christ. Crap's going to hit the fan. I think that's one of the reasons this is going on. What's your opinion?
Well, like I said before, I don't want to get into the imminent return of Jesus Christ, because what that does is, well, Jesus is going to take care of it all. That was the same thing on the rapture. The rapture is not going to happen. It didn't happen. And so what it does is it stops people when you say, well, Jesus is going to come back. We'll be okay now. We don't need to push back. Well, we do need to push back. And that is an important thing. When you put it on, Jesus is going to take care of everything, then you don't do anything. You don't get up on your soapbox and speak. Now, I believe you're partly correct on that, Stu, about young people who are Christians, but a lot of them simply are not going out because, remember, 80% of the population took the shot. That includes young people.
Now, we have, and I don't want to talk, the rapture, I've read it. I mean, there's so many different books of the Bible or different versions, International, King James Version, Catholic Version, the list goes on, Book of Mormon, we go on and on and on. And they're different, and they read different. When I pick up a Bible, I actually ask God to show me what he wants me to see and to tell me the truth. Is this true or is this not true? And I think he does a pretty good job of it. But we're in a time frame where it's not going to be easy, folks. It's going to be battling against the enemy. You got to be in constant prayer. You got to be praying against the enemy. Yesterday, last night, I called you, Joe, early in the evening or whatever time it was, because the moon, it was just bright and full coming up in the east over here where I'm at. And it was like, whoa, is this a full moon? I got to check with Joe. Well, it was. And folks, I didn't have a very good sleep last night. I was in prayer all night long. And something was keeping me up. And it was God praying against the enemy to stay the hand of the executioner. These that commit human sacrifices on animals, humans, and everything else, these Satanists, on these full moons and on these satanic holidays. And I mean, I'm pretty worn out today from it. I mean, I was waking up every 2-3 hours. It was very serious. But Joe's taught me to start praying on these full moons, not only on the satanic holidays, but on the full moons against them, because they do this sort of thing. And it gives them power. It brings power into these power grids we've talked about previously on the program, which are like arteries and veins inside the earth. And they do this, and they do it on these grids to give power. That's the reason the old Navari downtown Denver, summer and winter solstice, they do it there because the Argo Tunnel and another artery that comes through there is a huge, massive artery. They put out influence upon the people this way. Now, Joe, we've talked about the aliens, which are the fallen angels, and how the Air Force are the bad guys and the Navy are the good guys, and they're fighting against one another, and the aliens are hooked up. The aliens, as Super Spook Otis Johnson said, 200,000 registered with the NSA since 1952 to 2012 agreement, which has been extended, and the whole bit. We've talked about this. This guy knew, he saw the human sacrifice happening. I just posted on my internet site about him and Jerry Henderson because Debbie Davis was in Las Vegas on a convention, and I asked her to drive by Henderson's old place, and that was Howard Hughes and Jerry Henderson. Grumman Aerospace had killed him because he reported Bush selling F-10 jets, knockout tanks, F-10s. They murdered him. They stole his business, which was Avon and Grumman.
Let me try to keep to the subject here, Stu.
Okay. We are coming at a battle. Here's what I want to point out. Are we or are we not coming at a battle of good versus evil? And you're going to get destroyed if you're not on the good side. If you are, well, you might get killed. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that as long as I end up in heaven. But we're coming down to that, are we not, Joe?
Well, all you have to do is just take a look at outside as to what is happening. And remember, it is the World Economic Forum. That's the platform that is being used. It can be another platform with another group. But it is the decoupling, the destructing of all strictures and structures that support mankind on this earth. They want to bring down the world population, and they're well on their way again because of the biological weapon shot. massive. Australia has 90% of their population took the shot more than once.
Now they think that they're going to get rid of all the Christians. They're going to get rid of all the people that believe in God. They're going to get rid of a whole bunch of people that have a possibility of serving God that aren't quite doing it.
What it comes down to is this. The fallen angels, aliens, want to again take total 100% control of the earth. And this is where the real dispensational comes in, that they were defeated at Mount Golgotha by Yeshua. He is the one at that time defeated them. They're going to make this another rush. We're going to be called the comeback boys, and we're going to take over this, and we're going to defeat it this time. They've already been defeated. But what it means is, does that mean we're not going to go into things? Nope. Because 80% of the people here in the United States took the biological kill shot.
Now that kind of represents how many people possibly are awake and aware. Patriots, Christians, etc. And it's a tight community. It's getting tighter and tighter. And I'm seeing
it's just going to be a very difficult time. Now, Ed Slade was asked the question by you when I was on the other line. You asked him the question, well, when is Jesus going to come back? And he said, when too many people die.
Now, he was a U.S. scientist, folks, work at Papoose Lake, Nevada, the alien base out at S4 near Las Vegas, out there near Groom Lake, Area 51, Area 52, but it's called Papoose Lake. And he worked with the aliens. He answered to David Rockefeller, or Rothschild, he answered to Meyer Rothschild and Lawrence Rockefeller. Now, he was the one that landed on the moon. The Jet Propulsion System designed it 90 days to give him the landing of the module. And he was in Kennedy Space Center. And they're congratulating him. He goes, no dust blew off the moon. He says, they didn't use my system. They used anti-gravity. So he got permission to be aboard the ship when the bottle came back, landed in the ocean. He examined it. It was anti-gravity, of which he was very familiar with. Now, I've got about 6 hours of tapes on him, and I found them. I got to get them loaded this week because I'm way behind. I haven't posted anything. Well, yesterday was the first time in 3 months. I got to get these up, and there's some shows that we've done, Joe, and other stuff to be up today and tomorrow and get back into doing stuff. But it's, folks, those tapes and those questions to Ed, and they murdered him. They murdered him, 2,000 laser beams, spots on his brain. They murdered him, shut him up, because he was talking with me. He became a good, close friend of mine. And they murdered five scientists all on the day of retirement, dumped their bodies in the desert. Ed was the only one that walked out of there. And two months later, he was hit with an energy weapon while he was doing a speech on the same platform with Bo Greitz up in Reno, Nevada. And he was unconscious for 2 years, and he came out of it, and that's when I met him shortly thereafter. And when I first brought up Napoleon to him at a Bible a group that we had formed in Las Vegas, Bible study group, praying against the enemy, I mentioned Napoleon to him, and he thought I was a spook out to kill him. He wouldn't even talk to me for 6 months, and finally he realized who I was, and he became good friends, and we started going out to lunch 3 times a week. He would take me out, treat me to lunch for $5 at the Holiday Inn, Smorgasbord in Las Vegas, before his death, and he just opened up on me and told me everything he did, folks, everything he did for the aliens and for the U.S. government. We are so far advanced, nobody can believe it. Now, Joe, you brought up the Galactic Foundation, the Federation, etc., the good guys, the bad guys. I mean, we got war going on in heaven, or we call heaven out in space. Flying saucers, our own developed flying saucers, because John Lear, my friend, his dad owned Lear Jets and took the contract in 1952 to build 150 of them for the U.S. government, the arsenal. Now, I want you to just touch on that one quick time. on what's going on as far as war and what you've seen there in Arizona.
Well, like I've said before, I was out late at night, 2:30 in the morning, and I saw these little pin lights, stars, I thought, coming from the southwest to the northeast, traveling at a very high rate of speed. Way up there, these little pin lights, and about every 3 seconds, a pin light would go by. And then I knew from what Ed had said that one of the big, and Stu has said, one of the big bases is the Argos tunnels, which stretch all the way from the center of Colorado down to Pikes Peak, as one of the places where these pin lights would fly into. So on about the fourth night of seeing this, every night, there they were at 2:30, here they come. The very last one to pass the group, it went by this one pin light, and out of that came a streak of white light that exploded around the pin light, and then I knew that that was an attack. Everything that has been said to me by other people, there is the Great Galactic Federation, good guys, and the Khand Federation, bad guys, headed by the Fallen Angels. There you have it.
But it's basically the United States Air Force is the Khand Federation, the bad guys, tied up with the Fallen Angels.
This is what this comes right directly from George Herbert Walker Bush, where my viewpoint comes from. I was watching on TV the 2000 Olympics up in Winter Olympics up in Salt Lake City. And George Herbert Walker Bush had his arm around the then president of the Mormon Church, and these are the exact words he said. This man and his people will help us bring in the New World Order led by the United States Air Force. And so what then helped me say, yeah, that's George Herbert Walker Bush was saying the right thing. A lieutenant colonel wrote a book that the new space agency, which is composed of Peterson Air Force Base and Schreiber Air Force Base up in Colorado Springs, is full of Bolsheviks. That tells you they are the Confederation, just like George Herbert Walker Bush said. And I read in the paper day before yesterday, they are the Air Force cadets are being taught not to use the word mom and dad. That's the CRT. That's the Earth. That's another thing right then and there. That whole area from Colorado Springs all the way up to Denver, it is a big hive of the Confederation from the surface all the way down into the Argos, stretching from center Colorado all the way down to Colorado Springs and Pikes Peak.
Well, it actually goes all the way to where the casinos are there in Central City, up by the Glory Hole Mine, is the Argo Tunnel.
That's where I'm talking to. That is where center Colorado is.
Well, it's down right in behind Pikes Peak, but the up north is where that tunnel goes. Now,
that's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now that goes to the center of the Earth, folks. We got a hollow Earth with the sun in it, and the whole bit. Admiral Byrd reported on going to the South Pole chasing the Nazis during World War II, having firefights. They were using their flying saucers. He went in the North Pole as well. The Russian KGB once had a videotape up on YouTube showing it 60 kilometers open. I saw a document notice Johnson Super Spook's house. He pulled it out of the file cabinet, talking about the hollow Earth after I mentioned it to him. Still classified. In 1952, two U.S. Air Force jets flew into the North Pole, ordered to chase the flying saucers. They went in it, and their gauges went nuts and stuff. They stayed on them, couldn't catch them, but they saw a sun in there. And then they saw a huge, it looked like the Garden of Eden, as they described it. So they turned around because they didn't know what their gauges were doing and how much fuel they had left and how far they had flown. So they turned around and went back the same direction they came, and they came out the North Pole. Now, the whole Earth, the biggest hole on the face of the planet is the Argo Tunnel. The Western White House, Western Capitol, Washington, D.C. is totally, has a replica of all the buildings inside the Argo Tunnel. That's where Dick Cheney was hanging out during the vice presidency. Nobody could find him in Washington. He was at the Adams Mart Hotel at the Denver Tech Center down south of Denver, Colorado, and up on the presidential suite. They come out, they get on the elevator, they open up the phone door, they punch a code in, it goes down to the subfloor, which then whisks him away after he puts his IDs in and so forth into the Argo Tunnel. Over on Kipling and 6th Avenue, west of Denver, out of Denver, 6th Avenue, over Kipling is called the Denver Center, the Denver Federal Center. You see above ground garage building, and you see a few cars around up there, but you hit it about 3 to 3:30. They got federal police out there. They got local police out there. And if you're not coming out of the hole, you are stuck in traffic right at the stoplight, wherever you're at, for at least a half an hour while thousands of cars come out of that hole. Those are federal employees who were moved there in case of nuclear strike upon Washington, D.C. That's the Argo. Now, I sat down in Center, Colorado at a Patriot meeting. A sheriff, deputy sheriff from Colorado invited me down there. I went down. He was very patriotic, became friends of his. And I spoke at a Patriot group, a bunch of farmers down there. It's the upper desert, they call it. It's a lot of growing field, upper desert out of New Mexico. And there were probably 20 people there. And I spoke. We all barbecued, had a great dinner and everything, a couple of drinks. And I stayed at the farmhouse there with the sheriff and the couple that put us up. And we sat there and watched what's called the blue light special coming in at about 9 o'clock after dark in the summer, and was flying from south to north into the Argo Tunnel. The blue light special is called the Aurora Project, Aurora Airplane. It skips. It looks like a blue light skipping in the air, and they were following each other. And there must have been 20 or 30 of these blue light specials. They fly 36,000 miles an hour, and they shape-shift in midair. The wings tuck in, and they're like a big bullet, and they're made of Mu metal, as well as napoleon, which is 118, and 115 is Mu metal. They made the robotoids out of. We are so far in advanced, nobody, human beings, have no idea what's going on. And this crap about SpaceX and all that, oh, they just shot up to go out to space station and all that. They just get in their flying saucer. They'd be there in minutes. This is how far advanced we are. We're behind, the American people are behind 60, 70, 100 years in their knowledge of the technology that already exists and already is implemented. Am I right or wrong, Joe?
Oh, you're right. Let's cut it off now, Stu, okay, because I've got things to do.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate the report, and you have a good one.
Good one.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.